The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Victory Monday here, a Patriots Monday. It's Christian Arcand, it's Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. We are live here at Gillette Stadium. If you missed anything, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. That includes our interview with Jonathan Jones and our interview with Drake May, who Coach Mayo was just talking about there in the postgame show. We will be replaying our Drake May interview at 5 o'clock, by the way, so don't miss it two times. Or if you want to listen to it two times, you can. It was really good. I mean, it was incredible. I don't think really good covers it. It was the best interview there's ever been and there ever will be, I'd say. Until next week when we interview him again.
Yeah, because that'll be even better when he's in studio.
This would have
been even better if he was in studio.
It would have been. For you, certainly, so you could play footsie with him again.
I brought my legs out for him today.
Like, I shaved and everything.
I got my short shorts on so he can see whatever he needs to see.
Hey, so can the people on Twitch, which, by the way, there are comments in there. Yeah, it's taking a dark turn in the Twitch chat.
Well, I thought it was the game of a lot of sacks, so I thought I'd have... What?
Hey, oh, nice. What'd you think of Drake May's game on the field? I mean, I didn't think it was his best game.
Oh, is this where you want to get to the negative?
No. I want to talk about on and off the field, how he looked. I think off the field, we covered it. He had a great, great week. On the field, I thought it wasn't his best game. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say.
I don't think it was his best game, and I know that because actually Chris Scheim joined us on the Six Rings postgame show, and he does the weekly Drake May grade, and it was his lowest grade yet. He gave him an 83.
Okay.
So like a B- right on the cusp.
It's like a high
there.
B-.
Yeah. All right. And I think there's probably some truth to that. I continue to say, though, what did he say was his best throw, he thought? You forget.
He didn't. He just said it was good catches by everybody.
But he rolled out, and he said, I thought I had a pretty good one close there to Booty or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And he blamed himself. Booty, go get the ball. Booty, all I would be coaching Booty on if I was the wide receivers coach right now would be more aggressive to the football. Mm-hmm. I think you're doing everything really well except going to get the football. Whether it was the interception in overtime or whether it was a throw where you have a chance to make a play, high point drills, go get the damn football. And I still think that's a problem for Drake May, is guys not always maximizing playmaking opportunities that he provides them. And I've bitched about this since August. You know this. I defended him on practice field where I thought the narrative was, Drake May's been kind of meh. And I would articulate 2, 3, 4, 5 passes that if Polk made it and Booty made it and Osborne made it, you'd be talking about his day completely differently. Sure. But they didn't make it, so they don't count. I thought yesterday there were times, and that's why I asked him that question about running versus running to throw. I thought there were times he looked a little uncomfortable or unsure, and it's funny because he said, I want to be decisive.
Right.
I didn't think he was always decisive yesterday in terms of what he wanted to do.
Agreed. And that's not just with throws. I thought that at the end of one of his runs, Perlow was in here, we were talking about that. He takes off running, and you see Tremaine Edmonds, who was a big hitter, coming right up to him, who was in coverage, I guess. He's a middle linebacker, so I guess he was back in coverage. And he comes right towards him, and May looks like he's about to slide, and then instead of sliding, he like dives forward, and it's just like, what are you doing? Like, come on. Like,
I'm telling you.
You got to do one thing or the other. You can't start to slide and then dive forward. Like, that's how you get hurt. Not that I'm supposed to tell anybody how to play football, but my God, like, I think everybody in the world, New England fan watching that, held their breath until the end of that play, because that was, out of all of his runs, that was the one I liked the least. I mean, that maybe all season.
And I think that's a transition, because we know he slid earlier.
Right.
It led to the concussion. He hasn't slid a whole hell of a lot since the concussion.
Right.
Or since he was in the protocol. I don't want to say necessary concussion. Since he was in the protocol.
I think he went to slide, and then he remembered. He's like, no, Andy Hart says I should dive forward.
You're damn right. I think others have also told him sliding isn't always the best thing.
Right.
And Edmonds is a big, fast, like, he can hurt you kind of guy.
Definitely.
That's not some soft, like, nickel corner or something that you don't think is actually going to hit you. So I think there was part of that. I just think would be more aggressive there. But I thought even times with his running, he looked a little unsure of exactly how he wanted to handle it, what he wanted to do. Because the the pressure wasn't terrible. There was just the one sack, right? The Onwenu let up early.
I thought the offensive line was their best game by far. I thought by far it was their best game.
It was good. It was better. And I think Mayo talked about this morning. He, the comparisons to the Bengals game where they were able to run it. They were able to do enough during the passing game. I didn't think they dominated. I thought Ramondre Stevenson had to work pretty hard in the run game.
In the run game, it was only 3.5-something yards per carry, but still, that's a big improvement.
And they ran
the pass protection was very good.
And they were able to, because of the score and everything else, the defense, they were able to run it, I think, 35 times. Like, the running game was a big part of the offense, and it was spread throughout all the guys. They had four different guys with
35 rushes, 144 yards.
Yeah, that right there, to me, is an impressive number. 35 for 144. And sneaky, late, when Gibson came in and they drove to that last field goal, it was all Gibson.
Yeah.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been kind of the forgotten guy, and suddenly he was the core of the offense when the other team knows you're going to try to run the game out, run the ball out. So I thought the line was good. It got off to a bad start, though, because I forgot the order of operations, but you had Ben Brown snap it into his own ass, and there's a fumble. The ball's on the ground. I thought Drake May did a nice job to recover it, then almost compounded the mistake by trying to throw a pick over the middle.
Right.
Don't do that, Drake. Let's put that away.
He almost had a pick in the end zone, too. They didn't count.
How many picks did Jared Goff have last night?
He had five.
Yeah. How many did Drake May have?
He had the one.
So even the great quarterbacks, everybody's anointing Jared Goff like the second coming of a Super Bowl savior in Detroit. Everybody makes bad throws and bad plays and throws interceptions. So
sure.
Get off my boy.
Okay.
I don't want to have to tell you again.
Relax. 617-779-7937. Jay is in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
Sound like a broken record, but I really appreciate your program with your analysis. I appreciate that. But, I know Chicago isn't going for the Super Bowl, but these victories breed respect, and they breed belief in themselves, which is really good. And as Donald Trump said, what have you got to lose? Put Drake Bay in there and let him go. So he didn't say that, but the thing is, let Drake Bay...
All right, thanks for the call, Jay. It's enough. All right.
Oh, he brings up Trump and you cut him off. I see how it is.
He just brought up a quote.
The man is our president.
He never said that.
Respect him.
I don't remember Donald Trump talking about playing Drake May. I don't think that. In fact,
implied.
If I recall, the "what if you got to lose" thing was about something else.
Anyway, something that I wanted to point out. So the passing game, the best player in the passing game, I think we've all anointed is Hunter Henry.
Agreed.
Interestingly, yesterday, I think the Bears also said Hunter Henry's the best player in the passing game. I think they targeted him to take him away.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the only inefficient receiver that Drake May went to.
Yeah.
Four targets, one completion to Hunter Henry. Everybody else was 4 out of 5 to Douglas, 4 out of 6 to Booty, 3 out of 4 to Hooper, 1-1-1-1, Polk, Osborne, Steve, like everybody else.
Yeah.
The only inefficiency was, I think, the Bears smartly said Hunter Henry is the guy he likes to go to. We're gonna make you beat us with these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it. And it wasn't a great day, 184 yards passing,
right,
but it was good enough in the environment with which the game was played and the circumstances that the game was played. So I thought it wasn't a great day, but I would say it's a more positive than negative day. It wasn't a bad day.
I definitely saw some improvements and step forward.
Absolutely,
sure. And I think that he did make some very, very good throws. So if we're talking about his development in general, I think it's still on a good track. But I also think that it wasn't, he's played in better games than this.
And I
don't think he's getting worse, but I do think he's had better games than that.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen. I still think the Bears have a decent defense. I don't think they're a terrible defense. But I also think it's important. So Mayo said something to the effect of, you know, you get out there and you play better and then you can become a leader and you can say things. Well, I also think you have to be careful when you say things to not then go lay an egg. Mm-hmm. If he threw three or four picks in this game and sucked and fumbled, I think that would be like, oh, so you're going to talk the talk on Wednesday and then you're going to go crap your pants in Chicago on Sunday? Mm-hmm. He didn't do that.
Nope.
He was a net positive. And I think in the totality of his growth as the quarterback and leader, that's important to continue that positive trend.
Mike is in Boston. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, you guys, one of you were talking about like clock mismanagement mm-hmm. with the coaches. Did anybody think that was wrong when Campbell had like 40 seconds to go in the Detroit game and it was 3rd and 7 and he had 2 timeouts and he used 1 timeout to get the clock all the way down to 4 seconds? Why not go for the 3rd down, try and get it closer, and you had plenty of time to call a timeout to kick the field goal?
Mike, did you have Detroit minus 4.5 like I did?
No.
No? Well, then they won the game. What do you care?
No.
Thanks for the call. I don't know. I don't really remember that point in the game, and it doesn't matter because we're not talking about that. But, yeah, I mean, listen, the Lions won the game. It was a close game. Good game.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Appreciate that, sure. I didn't love that win because I did have the minus 4.5, and they only won by 3. So I thought maybe I was, commiserating with a fellow losing gambler from last night, but now he just had a problem with the Campbell play call.
I was a winning gambler yesterday thanks to Brian Frazoco when he told me how crappy the Bears were, and I took those 6.5 points.
I bet the Pats money line.
Ooh, look at you.
I know. I had a nice little weekend,
wow.
too. But then I tried to really maximize it at the end of the night, and the Lions broke my heart. 617-779-7937. The Patriots defense showing out big time in Chicago last night. Are they back? Were they ever really here to begin with? Is this something you can expect going forward? We'll take a deep dive into the Patriots' day on defense, all the sacks, and everything else right after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.